Shauna, your nerdy girlfriend and counselor from simpleonpurpose.ca. Welcome to the Simple on Purpose podcast. Today is just a quick episode where I want to come in and share with you about something that I low-key mentioned the last episode, and that is the Life on Purpose Community Patreon. So I mentioned it in episode 201 that I was having a follow-up episode to that podcast in the Patreon, and I realized I know it's not something I shared officially about, so here we are. We're going to do that right now. First of all, a question I get often is, what is a Patreon? Patreon is a term for the app or the website. It's the program that is used to host a private members-only community. And many podcasters will talk about their Patreon, and often their Patreon is a place where you get extra podcast episodes that are private. So members in the Patreon can take a special URL from their Patreon group, add it to their podcast player, and you can listen to the private Patreon episodes in whatever podcast player you use, iTunes, Overcast, Google Podcasts. So Patreon is that platform. If you subscribe to someone's Patreon, then you can view everything they share in the community. You can comment on things. You can watch any special videos that they have shared, any special trainings, downloads. You can be part of the chat there, get the private episodes, whatever they have in their Patreon community. So that's what Patreon is. I am part of a couple of Patreons, especially for their private podcast episodes. That's something that I was drawn to for these specific podcasts. I wanted the deeper content that they had. And I take that podcast URL, I put it in my Apple Podcasts, and I get those private podcast episodes in my normal podcast player. It's great. As I'm talking about this, I think the first thing I want to talk about is community, because to me, that's why I'm here. Back in 2020, I was running the Life on Purpose Academy. It was a member community. It was a coaching community. I had monthly lessons and weekly coaching calls. It was a higher price point. And every week, many of the same women, depending on who could make the call, they would come onto this call. They would share their struggles, their issues, their questions. They would share support with each other in the chat. And it was one of my favorite things that I have done. It was warm and intimate, and there was so much growth that happened there. At the end of that year of running that community, I did close the program. For one, the workload had become a bit unmanageable with the way I had set it up, and I was also heading back to school. However, since then, I just kept coming back into my mind that I wanted to have a community again. You know, all those things that you know you're just gonna do them no matter what? It's just a matter of when and not if. To me, that's what creating a community is. Over the years, one of the ways I actually tried to do that was the Facebook group. In the Facebook group, the Simple on Purpose community, I have shared a lot over the years. I've shared tours of my closet and my kitchen and live Q&As with all of your questions. If you go back into that group, you're going to see a lot of videos, a lot of photos. I was sharing Tuesday tips and questions about setting your weekend intentions. But if you've been part of a Facebook group, if you've run a Facebook group, then you know that the group members don't see all of the posts. Unless you specifically go into your Facebook group and change the notification settings, you're not going to see those posts. So the group has almost 1,000 people, but the amount of people who actually see my posts in that group is around 10% of the group, depending on the post. And then the amount of people who engage with that post, comment on it, is even less. I do also want to say I am grateful for the conversations we've had there. There's been great stuff that's been shared, great questions that have been asked. We've done some great challenges together. We've talked about how we dress and doing a 30 for 30. We've talked about simplifying the summer and doing a summer of less. We've done a lot of fun things over there, and I see you and I value that. However, I don't want to break my back trying to fight an algorithm in Facebook when there are other options to deepen community out there. So for a while now, I knew I was going to have to leave that platform as a place where I build community. And I want that place where we build community to be something that someone intentionally seeks out. If you're on Facebook, you're not there with the purpose of joining in that specific community conversation. You're there to just like scroll and catch up. But if you are part of a Patreon and you go open your Patreon app or go to the Patreon website, you're there specifically to be part of that community and be engaged. The next thing I want to talk about is content. Content. The internet is full of content, ideas, tips, podcasts, videos, reels. You can get endless knowledge on any topic. And just like wild this time we live in, I'm going to be 42 this year. So I'm always just amazed at how much knowledge we have. Like, I didn't get a smartphone until I was 26, and I was just mostly playing Tapfish on it. not much of substance. So you can go to my blog, Simple on Purpose. You can find over a decade's worth of content. If you search the archives, you're going to find so much stuff. There's posts on minimalism, intentional living, worksheets on so many things, life on purpose, family rhythm, simplifying your life. There's just so much content over there. And here on the podcast, I share a lot of my thoughts. We're like over 200 episodes of me talking to you. There's a lot of content. And then in the Simple Saturdays email, there is a lot of content. But you know, the interesting thing to me that I pay attention to is that I have so much more to say. In my mind, there's a limit on what you broadcast publicly for all of the internet. So having a Patreon, a members-only community, to me, that represents a place where I can go deeper, where I can be a bit more unfiltered in what I share. I can share more in terms of what I've learned, how I work, what I'm in the process of learning, where I can share more of my life and my own journey as a woman, as a mom, as a person. So if you've liked the blog, the podcast, the email, it's about to get a whole lot richer and raw in that Patreon. A conversation about content also needs to consider the content creator, because creating content takes energy and time and resources. And to me, this Patreon represents a place where I can condense my efforts and focus my energy into one place, rather than being a little bit everywhere, Facebook group, email, blog, podcast, Instagram. I can allow myself to put my energy into one intentional space, especially now that I've been counseling for a while, and that is something that I am growing and enjoying and still want to make space and time for. I need to be intentional about where I spend my time. I need to declutter my efforts and my energy. And you know me, I'm all about making things simpler and more intentional. Finally, I want to talk about the name, the Life on Purpose Community. I chose not to use the word academy, which I had in the past, because to me, it's not going to be that kind of school-like setting as it was in that 2020 program. And I chose Life on Purpose instead of Simple on Purpose, because my hope for this community is to really tap into the living, like into the passion that we want to have in our lives, into showing up for our lives, into enjoying our lives, and into living on purpose. Yes, there's still always work that we can do on how we limit ourselves, how we avoid our life, how we avoid emotions and conflict. That's all part of it. But I want this to also be a place where you get excited about life, where you feel like you can get more clear on what you want in your life. And I want to help nurture that. I want to help nurture a community of women who are excited about life, about their lives. I'll wrap up with what exactly you can expect in the Life on Purpose community. And right now, I want to keep this community simple. I've got a few things that I'm going to focus in on. The first one is extra podcast episodes. And the thing that will be different about the Patreon episode is that I can expand so much more. With a Simple on Purpose podcast, like I said, I do keep a limit on what I publicly broadcast and how deep I go with things. I restrict myself to the topic, to the timeline of about 20 minutes. I am careful about taking a topic too deep or getting too personal. And I just hope to allow myself more freedom to do those things in the Patreon. I also get requests for guest interviews, and it's something I've done maybe just a few times on the podcast. I will be sharing guest interviews in the Patreon, and these are episodes where I'm also hoping to get your suggestions. If there's someone you ever wanted to hear me talk with, a guest you ever wish I would have brought on the show, I want to hear from you. I want to reach out to that guest and try to get that in the Patreon. I will be keeping the Facebook group open. That's always going to be a place where you can go back and look through old posts and post things. But I will be shifting my energy into the Patreon community as a place where we can have regular conversations. I'm also planning to have Q&As there where I go on live, ideally, and answer your questions. At this point, I'm imagining them to be every month or two. I'm going to be sharing what is kind of an email newsletter. So I'm going to take that Simple Saturdays email and going to get a little bit deeper with you there. Things that you have loved in the Simple Saturdays email, like the currently list, the behind the scenes of our home and our life, the recently decluttered posts that I share there, the mini essays I share. I'm hoping to kind of take that and expand it or just nurture it, in the Patreon. There are a couple of things already posted in the Patreon. One is a training that I did for a virtual summit on the topic of I don't have time, the I don't have time mindset. And it's really digging into the all or nothing thinking we can have with our time. There's the worksheets included in there too. The other thing is the follow-up episode on positive self-talk, overcoming negative self-talk. So episode 201 here on the Simple on Purpose podcast, I went through scenarios that were sent into me on situations where listeners struggled with positive self-talk. I noted the potential cognitive distortion there and offered questions to help shift those mindsets in that scenario. And I covered, I think, about 3 or 4 different scenarios. And in the Patreon, I follow up with 5 more scenarios that were shared with me with questions around procrastination, not getting to that work or project, feeling socially insecure, when rest is hard, and the winter blues. So that's in the Patreon. Right now, the Patreon is $7 a month. That is the launch price. Launch! Your girl, not so great at launching. There have been no countdown clocks, no early bird perks, no teasers, no urgency. I just set it up and took the pressure off of myself to make it this huge, huge buzzy thing. So if you're listening to all this, at the end of the day, it's up to you. If you're excited about the idea of the Life on Purpose community, if you feel like that's a place you want to be, I hope you'll join me. I hope you'll come see what it's about and just help create that community. And if it isn't for you, let's just keep doing what we're doing. Let's just stay here. I hope that you'll keep joining me here on the Simple on Purpose podcast. Finally, if you're listening to this and you have questions, you have comments about any of this, you can find me on Instagram at simpleonpurpose.ca and message me there, or you can hit reply in any of the Simple Saturdays email that have come your way and let me know. I'm here for all of it. And I am so glad you're here. I just enjoy this so much. I enjoy always hearing from you guys. So let's keep it going. Have a great week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.